this file is going to help you enchant an item so that it does a specific thing to you every time you use it, wear it, play with it, whatever you've decided you want the item to do. So, before you begin, you need the item you're going to enchant, and you need to have at least thought about, if not written down, exactly what you want the enchantment to do. Once you've done those things, then you're ready to begin. Okay, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening. And because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slipping away and disappearing. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down, down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. Listening to my words and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice, nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed. And now that you are completely relaxed, I want you to imagine something. It's something very simple. I want you to imagine that you have an item, probably one that you've already chosen, perhaps a ring, could be a mirror, hairbrush, doesn't really matter what it is, but you've already chosen it, and you've already decided exactly what that item is going to do. That's right, you know what it's going to do, you know exactly what you want it to do. You've written out very carefully what you want that item to do. And from now on, whenever you use that item, it will do exactly what you want it to do. For instance, if you decided that whenever you brush your hair, you'll find yourself feeling more and more feminine, then that is exactly what you will experience. You have already chosen the experience that you want, and now what you are doing is you are enchanting the item of your choice. You are imbuing it with a special power, a special ability, an ability that has meaning only to you, but that will always work for you, and the more you use the item, the better it will work. Yes, that's right. So, if you choose to enchant a ring to make you feel like you're 20 pounds heavier, then every time you put it on, that's exactly what you will feel, and every time you wear it, it will feel more and more real to you. It will feel more and more real until it becomes its own reality for you. Yes, that's right. Every time you wear it, every time you do whatever it is you've chosen, you've already figured out exactly what the item is, and you already know what the effect is going to be. And so, from now on, every time you wear or use the item in question, it will have exactly the effect that you have chosen for it. If you decide that you have a slave collar that you want to make you feel incredibly submissive, then putting it on will do exactly that. If, perhaps, you have something that you want to make you feel completely alive and energized, then it will do exactly that. Go ahead and remember exactly what you wanted the item to do. Go ahead and remember it very clearly. Remember each and every last one of the words that you chose and exactly what the item is. Picture them. Picture them very clearly in your mind. Every time I use or wear this item, it will do exactly what I chose. That is what is going to happen. Every single time you wear it, every single time you use it, it will do exactly what you chose. So first, we're going to start with memorizing exactly what the item is going to do. That's right. Memorize it in your mind. Imagine as if your mind were a giant chalkboard and you are writing up the exact things that the item is going to do, and you are writing them in your mind, and as you write them, they become more and more clear and permanent. And when you are done with this task, you then laminate it, coating it with plastic, making it a permanent part of your mind. That's right, it is there, etched in your mind. In fact, if you want to imagine it another way, imagine that you are actually chiseling it out of the stone that is your mind, chiseling it in words so large and tall that they permanently become a part of you. Now think about the item. Think about it, envision it in your mind, and permanently link it to those words as if there is a chain binding the two together. Yes, that's right. You have chosen the effect that you desire, and you have chosen the item to link to that effect. And from now on, these two are bound together permanently in your mind. They cannot be erased. They cannot be removed. They just simply are. The only way you could remove this effect would be to create a new effect for the item, including giving the item no effect at all. It is entirely up to you. You may find that you need to repeat this file several times with the same item and the same effect to get it to work, or it may work perfectly for you the very first time. But each time that it works, you'll find that the effect somehow gets stronger and more compelling until the item gives you perfect results each and every time. And until this file gives you perfect results each and every time, you can enchant as many items as you desire, be it 1, or 5, or 10, or 100, and each one of them will be indelibly imprinted upon your mind for as long as you keep the items, and each and every time you use them, they will affect you perfectly. That's right, perfectly and effortlessly. Each time you use them, the link will be reforged in your mind, and they will have whatever effect you desire. If the desire is to change how you see yourself, then you will allow your mind to see yourself differently. Perhaps by putting on a pair of panties, you will find yourself transformed into a woman, and if that were the effect, then you would actually see that woman when you looked in the mirror. You would actually think like her, act like her. Depends on exactly how you described it. After all, the decision is completely yours. You choose what the effect is. You have already chosen it. You know exactly what it is. And if you want, later on, you can rewrite it. You can replan it and re-enchant the same item, making it stronger, making it more perfect for you, making it do whatever it is that you desire. Each and every enchantment grows stronger with use and repetition. Each and every enchantment grows stronger and stronger until you find that they work perfectly the first time, each and every time. Yes, that is how it is going to work. And you will find that you listen to this file as needed to make certain the enchantment works. Perhaps you listen to it once, perhaps several times with an individual enchantment. You will repeat it until the enchantment begins to work, and then the enchantment will get stronger and stronger with each and every use. That's right, each and every use will make it a little bit stronger, a little bit more effective, until the enchantment becomes permanent and works every single time. And then, if you need to remove it, you just re-enchant the item. With it does nothing. It works that way, and it works that perfectly. And you can already picture the item and picture the transformation that it causes. Doesn't matter what the transformation is. Perhaps when you put on a ring, you become a statue for an hour. Perhaps when you put on a hat, you develop an interesting walk. It doesn't matter what the effect is. All that matters is that you have linked what you imagine the effect to be, how you picture it, to the item in question, and you have linked them so permanently and so indelibly in your mind that you cannot separate the two without doing so intentionally. This is how the file affects you. It enchants an item for you. It allows your mind to enchant an item so that it will affect you in a specific way each and every time you use it in the way you chose. And these enchantments will be permanent and long-lasting. They will get stronger and stronger with each and every repetition, with each and every use. These enchantments are something you are going to enjoy and something you have chosen for yourself. And because you have chosen them, that means you accept them and you want them. And that means your mind is going to do everything that it can to make them real. Your mind is an incredible and powerful thing, and it can make these enchantments work for you. Truly, truly work for you. And therefore, they are going to work for you. So listen to the file. Repeat as many times as you need, and let the enchantments work. You've already chosen the enchantment, and that means you want it, so let it work for you. And now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and knowing that the enchantment is working for you. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed.